Ray Foley Show.
Ray Foley, putting the Ray on radio.
98FM.
This is 98FM. Our next guest joins us from... She's a Scottish lady. She's from north of the wall in Game of Thrones. She was a wildling, and that's Jon Snow's love interest. And there you'll recognise her. You know nothing, Jon Snow. And she stars in the new Vin Diesel movie, which is out today. Rose Leslie, good morning.
Good morning. Hello.
Hello, how are you this morning? All right?
I'm doing very well this morning, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine. I was reading... What, you're quite posh. For someone from Scotland, you're quite posh, aren't you?
Well, I was incredibly fortunate. With my childhood, my mother, who is from southern England, she ousted the entire family out of our home, and we moved to France for about 3 years.
Oh.
And so as a result, any Scottish accent that I had, and I certainly did have one when I was younger, it was kind of taken away from me by living in France for 3 years.
I see. Makes sense.
And I never really got it back.
And your Yorkshire accent isn't there from Game of Thrones, obviously. Yeah. You're such a good actress that you convinced us all that you were... that you thought Jon Snow was actually a bastard in the way you say it.
Oh, good. I'm glad that you think that. I did try.
Because you can't just say Ned Stark's bastard. You need to say Ned Stark's bastard.
Yes, you've got to hit that S, haven't you? But that's the beauty. That's the beauty of the Lancashire accent. It's so wonderful and it's so sing-songy in the way that you can really kind of emphasise a couple of syllables and really hopefully sell a line.
Did they tell you what accent you needed to do, or was that of your own making?
So how did that happen? I think that certainly being north of the wall, playing the character of Ygritte, a wildling, being north of the wall, I assumed that that she would have, let's say, a northern accent. And so I kind of went for Lancashire just because I felt fairly confident when I put on that voice and didn't feel that I was kind of forcing it too much, and obviously kind of wanted to make it incredibly authentic.
We could talk about Game of Thrones, and I'm sure fans would want me to talk about it for the rest of the entire interview. But when you appeared on Game of Thrones, I said, "That's Gwen from Downton Abbey." And my missus was like, "You are such a loser that you know that."
Oh no, Ray, I loved that you knew that.
Yeah, can I just say for the record as well, I know you made a reappearance, but you were in the best series of Downton for me. It all kind of went downhill once you went off to London and got a job. I lost interest in that.
Oh gosh, oh okay, well thank you very much. I mean, I was incredibly happy that Gwen had a happy ending.
Yeah, and she escaped the TB and the war and everything else. Which
indeed,
is a pretty good
and
thing.
She got herself a man.
Yeah, which
Who
is
knew?
Great, really, yeah.
Yeah, which is great for her.
Speaking of men, the new man in your life, your newest co-star, is Vin Diesel.
Indeed.
Tell us about, this is for the movie The Last Witch Hunter, which is out this weekend. Tell us about, what were your expectations when you heard you were going to be working with Mr. Growly voice?
Well, do you know what? That's exactly it. I remember, certainly like within the last 15 years of my life, I have known Vin's voice. I mean, it's kind of like that deep resonance has just kind of stayed with me. And I was incredibly excited. But I mean, I was so excited about this project and the fact that The Last Witch Hunter is an original story. And you know, that completely compelled me to jump on board.
I've only seen the trailer for it and I'm buzzed by it. I like the look of it. I think he's got such an amazing presence as well. Can you tell us a little bit of the gist of it?
So basically, the premise is that Vin, being an immortal witch hunter, the man's about 800 years old, and he and Chloe, so his character's called Calder. Calder and Chloe are forced into working together just because, well, there is a very nasty kind of nefarious tide of witches kind of led by the Queen Witch, who looks demonic, very, very scary looking lady. And so they are battling to take over and destroy and disrupt mankind. And so Calder and Chloe have to, you know, team up together reluctantly and take down the evil witch. And so I think at the beginning, the two of them kind of they kind of locked heads and they don't want to pair up. But certainly by the end, they need one another. And so, you know, there's a nice arc to the relationship with the characters.
Did you ever see Roald Dahl's The Witches, the movie
version? I did, Ray. And so that was, you know, they once again, kind of like going back to the fact that witches have always had a bad rap. And, you know, they, because of the witches, particularly in my head, you know, they've long held a very malevolent grasp on my imagination. And I can't get out that scene with Angelica Houston kind of taking off her wig and having little sprouts of grey hair. And, she's just... The most scariest thing.
Do you take off your wig and have the flex of the grey hair and have the scariest
Sadly
thing going
not.
on?
Sadly not. No, I keep my ginger locks throughout, annoyingly.
Brilliant. aside from this then, what can we expect from you in the not-too-distant future?
Well, I have always been a huge fan of the BBC programme Luther with Idris Elba, and season 4 will be coming out this December. And so I am a part of that, and I play a new character, obviously, DS Emma Lane, and she is introduced to their new team, and John Luther and myself, we have to kind of hunt down an incredibly nasty human being in London.
But they're all incredibly nasty in Luther, I find.
They are. It is a dark world, isn't it?
Is there anything between you and Luther, or will Alice be coming after you, or what's is there any indication there? Or?
Absolutely not. This is purely professional, and very much wants to learn from him and for him to be her mentor.
Brilliant. Well, we're looking for. I love Luther.
So do I.
The first few series are on Netflix, I think.
They are indeed.
And then you can get we can see the new ones on the BBC, but just before Christmas. Rose Leslie, thank you so much for talking to us this morning. The movie is The Last Witch Hunter, and it's out now. Thank you very much indeed.
Fabulous. Thank you very much, Rose.
The Ray Foley Show.
Get up.
98 FM.